Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. Always appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us. Apple, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available to download at your leisure. We have had a great lineup of guests today. We began with Cam Good of Cal, Grant Calcaterra of SMU, and now we're going to be joined with the Kansas State Wildcat standout right guard, none other than Ben Adler. He was all academic in 2021, a three-year letter winner, and he was also down at that College Gridiron Showcase in Fort Worth. Big Al shout out to Jose Jefferson and Craig Redd for getting that thing to such a prominent level to showcase all these collegiate athletes. But with that said, Ben, fabulous career. You're knocking at the door of the NFL. Can you believe your time at Kansas State's kind of come and gone so quickly?
You know, it's pretty crazy. All the seniors when I came in as a redshirt, they all said the same thing, like, hey, don't waste your time. I mean, time flies when you're here. It's going to be over before you know it. And I was going through developmental workouts, so it felt like days were years, and it felt like everything was going by in slow-mo. And, they weren't wrong. I mean, it was crazy to think, like, when I was walking out on senior night, it's like, man, I've been here for 5 years, and I've made friendship memories. I mean, you name it. I've made so many memories with great friends over my time in Manhattan and great coaches. I mean, it's been a wonderful experience in Manhattan.
Wonderful, you said. And I'm curious, were you always the bigger, more athletic kid from the get-go? I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you playing way back then?
So, yeah, I when I was younger, my mom, I have four brothers. I'm the second oldest. And ever since I could walk, my mom always had us enrolled in youth activities at the rec center, whether it was archery, tennis, swimming, basketball, baseball. So I was playing a bunch of different sports since I can't even remember how long it's been since I played all these sports, but and then I got to high school and I played mostly just basketball, baseball, and football in high school, and occasionally golf. I didn't really get into golf too much until college, but and then I didn't even switch over to offense and defensive line until my sophomore year.
Wow. So I'm
so,
curious,
yeah.
How did that change come? And then how did that change come where you're on the line? And then how did you migrate to that O-line position that we see you at today?
So when I was up until my freshman year in high school, I'd always been a really big kid, but I could move pretty well. So they had me at tight end or running back or fullback or something like that. And then I played middle linebacker or outside linebacker. And then my sophomore year rolled around, and we had a bunch of seniors graduate the year before. And we needed a left tackle. And at that time, I was about 6'3", 6'4", 275. And at first, I was kind of hesitant to do it because my older brother had never been a lineman. He was a quarterback and a safety. He was like 6'6", 180 pounds, 190 pounds. So I was the first one in my family to ever be an offensive lineman. So I was kind of resistant to it a little bit. I was like, no, I want to be a skill guy like everyone else in my family. And I transitioned to an offense and defensive lineman. And it was a good thing that I was quite a bit bigger than everybody my sophomore year because my technique was terrible. I go back and occasionally watch my highlight from my sophomore year and just kind of laugh because I'm just like, wow, my footwork is terrible. My hand placement is terrible. It's just kind of funny to go back and watch.
that's great stuff. Once again, Ben Adler, the standout from Kansas State, joining us here on the C2P. That's fun hearing you reminisce about those highlight tapes. And surely you've cleaned that up, and that's why you're knocking at the door of the next level. For you, when does it really become a legit idea? I mean, you know as well as anybody. I mean, you play big-time college football, Power 5 conference. you know everybody in that locker room has aspirations to be where you're at. Do you have great games against great opponents? Did this, you know, your coaches say, hey, you know, keep doing what you're doing. We see something special in you. How do you really get the validation that this is legit?
You know, I went into my junior year, and I started my junior year, and I didn't really face an opponent that just kicked the crap out of me. I mean, I was going in, I was nervous. I'd never started a Power 5 game before, and, I mean, it was a COVID year, so there wasn't a ton of fans. I didn't have to deal with that, but going into it, I'm facing guys that are bigger than I am, move better than I am, so I was pretty nervous going into it, and then the entire year, I didn't face a guy that was just beating me up and down. I mean, I was hanging with everybody, and that's when I kind of started thinking, man, this whole NFL thing is a possibility, and then I came out my senior year and improved every day my my junior year, and then up into my senior year, I kept improving. And by the end of my senior year, I signed with an agency, and he's like, hey, this is the real deal. I mean, you've improved a ton since your junior year, and, I mean, you definitely have a shot, and you have what it takes. And that's kind of when it started sinking in, like, wow, the thing I've been dreaming about since I was a little kid is kind of starting to become reality.
The hair, and I love how you kind of transition to that where – You know, junior year, and you start to do it, and lo and behold, the accolades start to come across, and the hard work starts to pay off, and now you're here, man, a couple months away from the next level, College Gridiron Showcase invite. For you personally, what was that experience like? You know as well as anybody, you witnessed it, you went through it, you know, you're sitting down, teams are talking to you. Does that add some more pep in your step to even grind harder?
You know, I had an offensive line coach in college, and he was always telling us, don't eat the lobster, keep eating crumbs. And that was kind of just his way of telling us to stay humble. So, but like, just with the teams that I talk to, I mean, it's humbling at the same time as it's kind of like, wow, I'm like, I'm talking to an NFL team right now. Like, that's crazy. But it's also, I kind of fall back on what he told me and stay humble, always stay hungry. And, you know, that's kind of what has been my motto. And, yeah.
That's nice, and the hard work is paying off. Let me ask you this question. We ask this of all the guys that come on the program. If we threw you on in the film room with these teams, they're breaking down tape of Ben Adler. What do you think they're going to love about you? I call them your hallmark home run abilities that you bring to that offensive line that they're going to have to bring you in camp and get you signed to that 53-man roster.
You know, I think one thing that will probably stick out is I'm pretty mean when it comes to getting on the field, you know. If I get an opportunity to put somebody on the ground, I'm going to put somebody on the ground, and I'm going to jump on them too. Like, I'm not going to let them get up and try to go make the play. I'm going to make sure my guy stays out of the play, and I do everything in my power to make sure that we have a successful play, and if that means putting somebody on the ground and dive bombing on them, then, then that's what I'm going to do.
I love it. And listen, people who are familiar with the show, they already know what I'm going to say. When I scout games, when I'm in the booth with binoculars on guys, I love offensive linemen. And the way that you described yourself, I would get scolded because I'd probably have like 17 pages of notes on Ben Adler, and they'd wonder why that I didn't get any other notes on anybody else. Because once I get fixated on a guy that plays like you, it's the funnest thing to watch. The plays going off to the left. You got your guy on the right, like you said, you give him that extra nudge, you got him on the ground, now you're using his head as an aid to get you up. I love it. Again, it's my personal favorite position to, you know, watch live. I just love the tenacity of it. This is your show. I don't know at this point, because we're pretty deep in the process, but I know NFL personnel do listen in. Is there anything that these scouts need to know that they may not know about you? I'm sure they know you're a team captain. You could have been a weight room more. You're a film junkie. Maybe you're great in the community. Maybe the system you ran with the Wildcats didn't allow you to showcase other skills. Ben, what else do teams need to know about you that they may not see because it just doesn't show up on tape?
You know, when you see me on the field, I'm not that kind of person off the field. You know, I'm a caring, loving person. I'm a family man. Any chance I got, I'm going to go home. I'm going to spend time with my family. I'm going to spend time with my girlfriend, her family. I just enjoy hanging out with my family and friends, and that's just kind of the person I am. I'm a loving, caring person.
Excellent. When do you flip that switch? I mean, game day, Saturday rolls around. When do you become this ferocious dude?
You know, it kind of starts setting in when I would get to the hotel on Friday. And then on Saturday, My girlfriend probably could tell you a little bit more about it, but on Saturday I kind of hit the switch and kind of on our drive to the hotel or our drive to the stadium, I turn on my pregame playlist and kind of just start getting mentally right and go out there and play my best.
Nice. What are a couple songs on that playlist? What are that come to mind?
You know, I can pull it up. I got there's AC/DC on there, Back in Black, Thunderstruck. I mean, it's some songs like that that kind of get me jittery before games and get me some juice in a way.
I love it. Once again, Ben Adler, Kansas State Wildcats standout here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. This young man taking some time. Yeah, I know he's training. We've talked about it prior to going live. He's down in X3 in Florida, getting right, getting himself prepared for pro day, private workouts, everything that comes with being in the process of being a 2022 NFL draft process, and that's exactly what today's guest is. Ben, fabulous job. We're almost out of time. We always like to have a few off-the-wall questions thrown at you. We call it three and out to end the show. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Now, you mentioned you're down at X3. Just say Monday, when you arrive at the facility to get your workout in, you're going to be the trainer, not the trainee. So what guy from the facility, what coach, trainer, if you will, who are you going to pick? And what are you going to make them do? Who are you going to go, you know, who are you going to put through a little hell?
You know, honestly, I'm down here with a buddy from college. We were roommates our entire college career, Josh Rivas, who's also in this process with me. And, I mean, he's been my best friend for the last 5 years, and it would definitely be him just so he can call me names and be kicked off at me. But I know for a fact if you asked him that question, he would probably say me too.
You know, and the best part is that's what buddies do. I mean, the closer you are to somebody, the more you want to scorch them. And you're exactly right. If I was in the same predicament, I guarantee the guy I was closest with, I'm like, oh, definitely, I'm definitely messing with so and so tomorrow. I love it. How about this one? Usually, offensive linemen are the biggest guys on the team. With that said, what's one of the biggest meals? Could have been you or a teammate that one of you guys have ever thrown down.
You know, we don't really go out and just buy some food and do stuff like that when we go out to eat. But I guess I'll say a place that we got going to, me and a few other guys out of our agency, it's Barry Wesley out of Colorado State, Mike Maietti out of Missouri, and then me and Josh Rivas are the two offensive linemen, and then Trey Bradford out of Oregon State. We like going to this Mexican place, and I'm pretty sure it's called Taco Vasquez down here. And it's basically home-style Mexican food. And Josh Rivas really wanted to go there, and we tagged along with them. And they got all kinds of tacos, burritos. And, I mean, we can go down there, and we'll get three or four tacos, a burrito. And, yeah, that place is awesome. That's probably been the most food that we've thrown down is when we go there.
Excellent. And kind of speaking and kind of keeping in line, keeping in line with Mills, draft day will be closing in. I know it's hard to believe here sitting on the middle of February or the 20th of February, if you will. But that said, draft weekend, when you're with family and friends, you're waiting to hear your name come off the board. Who's the best cook in the Adler family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next journey?
You know, I like I said, I really only have brothers, so not many of my brothers can cook. So, you know, my mom will probably make something. She texted me after she heard one of my interviews last week and talking about her recipe with rice and meatballs with this, like, Alfredo-type sauce. I'm not 100% sure what sauce it is, but she messaged me not long after that interview got published, and she said, hey, when you get home, I'm making it for you. So my guess is I'll have something similar to that, and I'll be having my phone charged on the couch, and I'll just be sitting there watching the draft go on.
Wonderfully said, my man. Hey, fabulous career. Best to you. I always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by the show.
Thanks for having me, Bo. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the standout from Kansas State, Ben Adler, here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.